Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook. And I'm so happy to have this Nuggets of Wisdom show today. It's kind of special and close to my heart because throughout the shows, I've been saying that I've had some senior citizens contacting me and people with concerns about senior citizens at this time. And I've heard from some of them, and I'm going to share some words of wisdom from our elders today. And so that's one of the things I'm really excited about to share with you today. We're live on Facebook. Feel free to call in. I am doing energetic shifting. I'm really in the mood. We have the election coming up. Halloween, we've got a full moon, we just had an election here, and then back in Saskatchewan, where I'm from, I saw they're having one. I don't even want to know about that. And so Thanksgiving's coming up in United States, and we just had it, and then there's Christmas to think about. So we all have a lot on our plates right now. And my goal on today's show is to ease maybe a little bit of the sadness or the concern and the worry of not being able to communicate, and also opening the doors of communication between generations, and also, just different people out there. And so do feel free to call in if you want an energetic shift. If you are an elder, and I know a few out there, feel free to call in and give us some of your words of advice at this time. With the Nuggets of Wisdom I was just reaching for my book. I just should fill you in a little bit on what's going on with me. I haven't been on social media a whole lot because I've been my days have been super full with really good, cool stuff. And so I had a photographer come here who was just amazing. And we were taking pictures for the new website, but we had it planned last Wednesday when Karen takes over my radio show. And it had rained and rained and rained. So I was so busy getting ready for that. And then we had to postpone on Wednesday because of the rain. And then on Thursday, we had this 3-hour window. And I was cleaning like a mad woman at 5 a.m. because my yard, there was a big storm came through, and we got these beautiful epic photos. I'm so excited to see them probably in a week from now. But then the very next day, that night, it started snowing here. And so we still have snow. I don't even know where my rake is, and I have to empty my water barrels. Luckily, the snow is melting. Today, it'll all probably be gone. But that's kind of I've been busy just with physical things going on in my life. And so I know that's what at this time of year in Canada, you have to start wrapping your house up and your yard up and preparing for the winter in this way. Because when I moved from Saskatchewan to Kelowna, I said to my contractor, there's no plug-in for the car in the front yard to keep the warmer. And he goes, Paulette, we don't have to plug our cars in Kelowna. And I said, never, ever in the winter? And he's like, no. And I'm like, never. And he's like, no. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So it's a difference in But like when the snow does come and it hits that fast, it's another thing to deal with. And that's kind of what the energy is like out there right now, because typically the average person does have a lot to deal with. And a lot of us are multitasking and we're raising families and we have senior citizens and we have jobs and we have careers and we have all sorts of things happening and, you know, buildings to maintain and cars to maintain and all of these things. And then when we add to that our current situation, which is like very extremely stressful on every single level, the smallest little thing can sort of send a person into a tailspin of overwhelm. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what the underlying factors are around that. And so I have my notes from my senior citizens that have, my elders that have sent me some things, and I'll show you or talk about that in a little bit. But I'm just going to read what I said about ancestors and descendants in my book. So often when we are clearing energy, many weaknesses that are causing problems in the here and now come from unresolved issues from our ancestors. And as we resolve issues for our ancestors, it shifts everyone up and down the family line, allowing the inherent strengths in the family to shine through. And so the nugget of wisdom from the vector is, when we think about ancestors, we immediately think about our family lineage in the third dimensional world. However, we also have a spiritual lineage that comes from our soul. If you are communicating with other light beings, be sure that you are taking advice from someone who is smarter than you are. That's always good advice. And so what I had asked is, I have different sets of people saying to me, you know, I have concerns about my parents in that are in the hospital and not being able to see them, or in a senior's home. I have concerns from senior citizens, and I have concerns from people who work in the senior citizen's home. And what I found a little bit kind of, I was kind of surprised a bit, but then I realized, oh, I could see why. But a lot of people want to remain anonymous because they are afraid of retribution for their loved ones. And I thought, you know, I have a whole range of emotions coming from a lot of different people. But on today's show, because these people, and you have to understand that the people that have sent me, I have some letters here, which they actually sent me in the mail. And you have to understand that these people, many of them are in their 80s and 90s. They have survived more than one world war. And one of the underlying most major things that I guess that they are saying is the most challenging for them is being treated like children. And also the other one is being blamed kind of for something that is not in their control. And so I just want to explain those two things, because that was a recurring theme, not necessarily of these letters, but it does come up in them in different ways. But from people that have connected with me, is just like them feeling like they have a lot of knowledge to share. And if they were allowed to share that and actually have control of the laws and the rules that are made, that then it would be fair to say it's their fault or whatever that this is happening. And so a lot of them do not really agree with or want younger people to have to sacrifice their lives for older people that are like in their 80s or 90s. They feel that for themselves. They don't want that for their younger people either. And at the same time, everybody is doing their best to deal with this situation in a responsible way. And so, you know, I find this really, this is something that is fundamental, I think, for most people everywhere in the world, is everybody wants to be treated with respect. And when someone has a wealth of experience on this planet Earth, we want to make sure that we honor that and recognize that life experience, the alternative is not having any more experiences. And so we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, I'm going to share some of the words of wisdom that some of these senior citizens have so lovingly sent to us. And I encourage anyone who has an issue around this, call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's shift some energy and make it so that there's really purposeful communication between all the generations out there. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on YouTube later. And I just feel really, really happy today. I've had kind of a special week and feeling like in connection with people in a really beautiful way. My photographer I mentioned earlier, I had a photographer come last week, and she's just amazing. She's from the Okanagan here. And we did these epic pictures out in the yard. And you know that your photographer gets you when she brings you a halo of lavender and sage. But she, I think she called it a crown, but I called it a halo. And so we had so much fun doing it. And, you know, I'm excited to see those pictures, and I'm excited to get the new website up and to get the, to start really actually working on my online programs. I just want to mention, because I haven't even been advertising in the last 2 or 3 weeks, other than the radio show, really, because I've just been that my days are that full. But I am available for personal consultations till the end of this year. I'm going to continue to do them 2-for-1. And so you can book those on my site. And I also have Get Your Shift Together on Thursday nights and the Telespa. And those are all available. You can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. And actually today, after this radio show, I am having my test for my final for face yoga. Woo! So it's a full day. And so I will be back on social media more. My team at Transformation Talk Radio, we're having a meeting, I think, on Friday now, and we're going to start really moving forward with this. So I'm super, super excited. Getting back now, like, to, I just love this. When I, that, some of these seniors actually sent this in the mail. And so I have these beautiful notes, which I have a basket with all my notes from people, and it's getting quite full. And I just love this when someone sends like a handwritten note like this. This one is just a few lines regarding my experience living in a retirement home during COVID-19. We are so fortunate, as we have a staff that goes out of their way to make our living here as comfortable and enjoyable as they can. The downside experience is really, really challenging. And this is coming up for a lot of people, is having to only designate one person or two people, I think, it depends on where you are, to be able to be allowed to come visit you. And for people who, like, we're kind of in a rhythm of that. Like, what she's saying is it's so hard on their end to say, oh, I only want this person or that person, because they want to see their entire family. And that is very challenging for them. Another person has sent me something via email. And that is her concern of the feeling of the need to be touched. So a lot of people, like a hug, this is what people are saying, that they, like, fundamentally people are designed to require touch, to like babies require touch and holding and comforting. And so a lot of seniors are saying that they're also missing that element in their life. I also have another letter that was sent to me via my web, through the mail, actually. And I'm just going to, because this one's a little bit more challenging to read. COVID-19 has affected me by feeling tired, missing getting out and missing sunshine, and not being able to see her son, and not walking. And also, she wants to say that she really wants to praise the staff, because they have really done their best to lift the spirits of everyone there. And she sees how hard that they are working to do so. As the days wear on, what people are finding, and this is, you know, normal in situations of stress, that as the days accumulate, the overwhelm builds, because one day builds upon the next day, upon the next day, upon the next day. And so we want to just say that we also miss you. And, you know, it is really a really beneficial thing right now that at least we do have this. And so kudos to Zoom and to the other companies out there that are doing their best to, you know, work with all the extra, you know, internet interaction, et cetera. And so many of us that are in business still are really, we are working and doing our best to deal with systems that are not necessarily working. 100%. And that is what is happening all the way down the line for everybody, is intuitively and energetically. So I just want to strengthen the communication. I love this, that there's the strong communication between the staff and the people that are living in these places. And them being able to show comfort for each other, and for them to be able to express this, that is very uplifting. And then I just love this. I had someone send me this, and it is like, wow, look at all the effort that this person put into it. And so I'm not sharing names or locations of anyone. I talk to people from around the world. I have talked with people in the UK, with relatives in Italy, that are dealing, you know, that have dealt with people there. And we actually had a good outcome there, where her father was actually able to go home from the hospital and be with his wife. And unfortunately, as this often happens, he went downhill again a bit 4-5 months later, and probably is going to have to go back in to hospital for care. And so this is kind of most of the people that I'm connecting with at this time are people that are more they made the choice, or the choice was made for them. They were not able to look after themselves, so they chose to move into a place. And, you know, like a lot of the places that where the senior citizens live are actually, you know, really beautiful, and they have really good meals, et cetera. And people do their best to provide in that way. So these people are people that are more fundamentally concerned about their emotional and just the mental aspects of what's going on. And so with this, what I'm going to just, I'm going to, this is actually from more than one person, but this person has actually sort of summed up what I got from a whole bunch of emails and from people that are, I've been doing personal consultations with, et cetera. So C for coronavirus. And I love that it's in pink. Pink is the color from the heart, so I am wearing pink today. Partly, it's about communicating from your heart, and so the coronavirus from the view of a retirement resort resident. So she's clarifying that she is in a position where she's in a good place. So that's really good to know. So. The confirmed cases so the numbers are coming up weak for people. So when we hear numbers of cases rising and more cases, and then the fear of someone coming into our environment and causing a problem for everybody that makes it even worse, and at the same time, craving for people to come to see you. And so we want to strengthen that on both ends. The more neutral we become to this, the stronger, the more likely there's going to be less of a reaction to it. And so we want to strengthen this to for everyone that the communication is really strong in this way. We also have, that was coming up, the numbers and the constant, she says, chatter of the hard to cope with. It's hard to cope with the constant chatter. Okay, so, and what I'm getting that for myself, like being in, living alone at this time, and really being responsible for myself and a cat, that it's much easier for me to navigate through my day because, you know, I've had things happening with my family, et cetera, but I'm not on a day-to-day living it. And that's kind of what's coming up, is so many people packed into one area, concerned about the same issue, causing that issue to become the main concern, and the constant chatter about it just wearing people down. So we're going to strengthen that for people to start maybe noticing something beautiful that's happening around and acknowledging that. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are getting some advice and words of love from our ancestors today. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to continue shifting this when we come back. And if you would like to have any questions answered, or just have state something that you would like to share, feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Chempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on YouTube later. And I'm really having a really heartwarming show, sharing some advice and some opinions and some concerns or just the feelings from some senior citizens. And I just love some of them actually hand wrote me letters, but we do have a caller on the line wanting to connect. So I'm going to take that call. And if I don't get through this entire, I have Tales from the Vector next week, and we'll do a few card readings on this to also approve. And just in case someone else sent me some mail, that I get it, and I'll continue the show next week. So Olivia, who do we have on waiting online?
We've got Julie from Ontario. Julie, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi, Julia. Or Julie. Sorry, not Julia.
Hi. Hi, Colette.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Wanted to see, just about touching in with, I've been dealing with some digestive issues, including they found a couple polyps in my colon.
Okay.
And I'm caregiving for my parents, and yeah, just I feel like there's a bunch of ancestral energy.
So anytime, okay, so we're just, like, I like to get a baseline, and you understand that I'm not a doctor or anything, but what I'm doing is I'm energetically tuning in to the underlying causes that are non-physical that are causing this physical issue. So when you get in touch with it and you think about what's coming up as the weakness, is how are you going to look after people when you can't, now you're getting sick yourself, and who's going to look after you and them if you go down? That's what's coming up. Do you feel that way?
I do. There's also a sense of, me needing to be looked after as well, like just wanting that kind of care and attention.
Yeah, that's what's coming up. So when you get in touch with it on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being press the panic button, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm out of here, I'm freaking out, and 0 being, okay, I can handle this. This is, you know, and I can actually expect or anticipate, not expect, but anticipate better. And so that's where a lot of people are going weak. And that's where you just went weak energetically, is the thought, like, I'm like, just even here, something like, oh, it snowed. For some people, it's like, I mean, it was beautiful, but it was also a lot of extra work and it was unexpected. And so when you add unexpected events upon unexpected event after event, these accumulate and pile up. And quite often when the colon is affected by this energy or affects our energy, it is because we're dealing with shifty situations that we want to let go of. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. Also, something very, what a lot of people may not be aware of, is the colon is intimately connected with the lungs. And so even if, like, when you're out, say if you're a runner and you're running and you feel like your lungs are not working at capacity, if you take a look at a picture of the anatomy of the colon, and you think about, you know, the colon goes across the body like this, and so there's one that goes up, across, and back down. And so if you think about, like, and you go and look at that anatomy, and you get an idea of putting tension into the colon, so like not See, the colon needs to be able to work. The muscles need to be able to work kind of rhythmically. And it's kind of like what's coming up is your colon got off rhythm. Along with a lot like with the situations. And it's not uncommon for people to have issues with their colon when they're dealing with a-holes. So it's kind of like anal people, people also that are forced to be anal have like a lot of mental thinking, a lot of like running on that hamster wheel, tend to have anal problems in the body. But energetically, if you strengthen your colon, it actually strengthens your lungs. And if you strengthen, and so this is something that we wanna acknowledge, like even if you're running out, if you're out and you're running and you find that, you know, you're running out of air, if you can picture your colon with some tension in it, your breathing will automatically improve. Just try it. You'll notice a difference. And so what's coming up is for a lot of people, the word relaxation, when we think about like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out. A lot of people mix up the word stress with tension. And so you need to have 50% tension and 50% relaxation in your body for those muscles to work properly. And so when people are trying to relax themselves out of their problems, quick, sometimes they'll just relax the system. And we don't want to relax the systems of the body. Well, for some people, but it's kind of rare. Most people, because of like all the toxins and in the foods and dyes and the stress and the, I mean, the bazillions, the pollution, all these different factors, DNA, all of these different factors and create different issues for different people within the systems. And so we want to strengthen all like your actual respiratory system to, and this is for everybody, excuse me, because there's so much talk right now about the respiratory system and about the lungs, because this is a respiratory dis-ease. And so the respiratory dis-ease, it's not uncommon for that kind of dis-ease to show up in the colon. It's actually kind of predictable in some ways, actually, is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen that the problems from the lungs don't have to go to the problems. Don't have to become problems in other parts of the body. And it's coming up for you on an emotional level of, it's really like, how long are these people expecting you to continue being strong? And it's coming up through this shift show. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's like, I feel like on some level, you feel like you're kind of like got put in a play or on a stage somewhere, and this is your role. And now you have to play that, and you don't really have the lines. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting from you. Does that resonate with you?
But I don't have the
lines. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Right,
you know,
right.
To fix this. Like, how am I supposed to, like, is there a plot? Is there an ending to this drama, you know? And so that's what's like, it's kind of like coming up for you, like a never ending story. And like, if you think about your colon, it's like a very long, you know, there's a length to it. Okay. And so we're just going to get the tension and the relaxation strong in there, the concern around the polyps, the concerns you have about your parents. It's kind of like they're all being like put into that one little ball. And then it's kind of like hard for you to separate. And so we're going to get you strong to going back to remembering that you can separate your problems from theirs. and start identifying for yourself, like, where is, because it's just coming up that even when I get in touch with your physical body, it's kind of like you're holding a lot of tightness in your buttocks. Does that, like, are you feeling a lot of tension there?
Not so much in my buttocks, but just in general.
Okay. But it's coming, like, are you sitting a lot? Like, are you feeling sick?
Am I feeling sick?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling as well as I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling 100%.
And when you get in touch with that, like, what do you feel is the symptoms?
I mean, there's a kind of sort of acidic in my system. I'm not sleeping well. Sometimes I'm waking up with my gut kind of cramping.
Yeah, it's coming up that you're not really sleeping well at night. It's like you're very active at, like, your subconscious and unconscious mind are dredging up this through the night. So it's almost like when you wake up in the morning, your digestive, like, trying to digest this is causing you to be acidic. Like, if you, your pH, it just feels like throughout your whole body, it's just tight. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you to recognize that you can have the proper tension and relaxation in the muscle tension in your body. It's almost like a lot of people right now are saying that they have a lot of muscle pains, et cetera, and like kind of this experience of their body feeling really tight. And so that is a form of stress that it kind of creeps up on you. And so are you able to hold on through the break and then we'll come back?
Yes,
and I would like to work on this a little bit. Like, I'll just sit and work on you energetically. And then when we come back, we'll check in with you and see where you're at. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. We'll be right back after this short break.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we are talking to Julie from, where are you from, Julie?
Ontario, right?
Right, Ontario. So we're talking, and this is so interesting because I've had so many people telling me this week that they have issues with their bowels. And this is something that, like, you can really look into. There's a lot of information around it. And, but I feel that on a level, like the, for a lot of people, when they have this issue, a lot of times it does come up on an energetic level as emotional and mental, and kind of like an overwhelm and kind of like a feeling of helplessness of not being able to let go. And it's interesting how people, I don't have a lot of concern for it at this time when people are connecting with me, because a lot of them, when I test it energetically, it is coming more from the lungs. And it's coming up emotional and mental from people talking so much about the dis-ease around the lungs. And so that's what I want to strengthen for everybody, and make sure, you know, if you're having issues like this, that you go and have them checked out. But don't panic and go to this place like where, like, oh my God, it's the end of the world and I'm going to die. And that's kind of like, people get really, really frightened when it's like major functions in the body. And I just don't get that. Like, a lot of the time that those problems are something that people need to get, you know, like that frightened about. And so that's what I wanted to shift through the break, because it is scary when you're told, like when you feel that in your body and you just know something's not quite coming up right. But quite often it is regarding digestion of emotions and digestion of what's happening in your physical environment. So I just want to check in with our caller. Where are you at?
I think I'm okay. It's interesting you mentioned lungs, because I noticed that I've been having constraints around my breathing.
Yeah. And so, like, if you think you have a bowel problem and it's really like, kind of like I'm getting at that, you're holding your breath a lot and it's kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so let's just get you strong, that you like, let's get everybody out of this fear of our body kind of energy, and strong to really being able to put yourself in a place where you're in control of yourself in your physical environment. That's what's coming up. So I was working also on the subconscious and the unconscious while you're sleeping. It's coming up that a lot before you go to sleep, for a lot of people, this will really benefit you. If you just take that little bit of time to, you know, just put yourself into that place where you just allow yourself to, like, okay, breathe and get yourself into a state of appreciation for what you have around you, whatever that is that you can appreciate. and get yourself into that state as much as possible before you fall into a state of sleep. And you're much more likely to wake up in the morning in a place of strength. So I just want to check in with you again here, our caller. How are you feeling now? Because I'm kind of using you as a... What number would you be at?
I think I'm 8 is coming up, but I feel okay. But yeah, it's just I'm feeling fine now.
It's because I'm not just working on you, I'm working on a bunch of people who also have this same issue. And I want to thank you so much for sharing, because it's a personal thing. And you know, a lot of people have these issues on and off through life in moments of stress. So, you know, it's good you get it checked out, and it's also good not to panic about it. And I feel like your level will come down as we go here. And just recognize, if you wake up, anyone listening here, if you wake up and you find yourself, like I myself was waking up with major muscle spasms for a couple weeks, just from the sheer amount of energy that was running from the day. And so, because I was energetically shifting so much and my nervous system was going really, really fast. And so when people are in a state of this, it's really beneficial to put yourself calm and go into the state of sleep, recognizing that you want tension in your systems so that they can work properly throughout the night while you rest. And that, but that you're not going to dredge up more and more emotional, mental, psychological problems throughout the night, so that you wake up even more exhausted in the morning. And Stella says, that's good advice. Since I actually got a Hush blanket, and I wanted to try it out, and I love it. And she loves the box. She hasn't come out of the box. So, you know, this is sort of something really, really fundamental. And I want to thank the caller for calling in. How much time do we have left here, Olivia?
We've got just about 3 minutes here.
Awesome. So, you know, this is really good advice for everybody that is in the hospital also. I just want to, or in an environment where you're surrounded with other people who are also kind of in that energy. And we're just going to strengthen it, because if one person leads by putting calm in the physical space, then everybody in the surrounding beds also. And I was also working kind of on, like, for those of you who are in an institution or a space like that, just to clear the energy in your mattress, in your bed, to be 100% your own energy. And so we're going to strengthen that for everybody, like really strong boundaries, so that when we sleep at night, we actually get a good night's sleep and we're resting and giving all of our systems a break here. Because this is really fundamental for us right now, is to self-care. And so I just want to thank you all for sending this. I will continue this next week, because I still have a few more to go through, and I had some other senior citizens connect with me. I want to thank you so much for sharing in this way. And I'm looking forward to sharing some more about this issue next week. Thank you, Olivia, for producing the show. Thank you, Pat, and your team. And I've got to go now, because I have my final for face yoga in half an hour. Bye for now.
You've You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.